Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. It is the Abe TL Show. Like I said, 1 hour down, 1 hour left to go, and here we go outside the perimeter, and we've got to start in the world of baseball. Obviously, some historic swings being taken place over the past couple of days, couple of games, and some more to come as we move forward. Albert Pujols, late last night, Albert Pujols out there with the Cardinals in L.A. facing the Dodgers. Multi-home run game at the age of 42. Hits home run 699. And, of course, the milestone, 700. 700 home runs joins three other gentlemen with 700 home runs. You obviously have Babe Ruth at 714. Hank Aaron at 755. And whatever number Bonds ended up with, I never remember because no one pays attention. I think it was like
63,
somewhere in there. Yeah, like no one cares because like 755 was the number for so long that I just don't care. And obviously there's questions about legitimacy.
I saw somebody post earlier that Pujols was one of three guys reach that number. And I'm like, you're forgetting somebody.
Look, the numbers are the numbers. I just don't remember the actual record that Bonds reached.
People are trying to just totally leave Bonds out of the destruction.
And that ties in, obviously, to Aaron Judge, who we'll get to in just a moment, is people are just like, he's one away from the record. And obviously Sosa and Bonds, and there was some stuff there. But Albert Pujols hits number 700. It's a historic moment. I feel probably safe saying this. I don't think I'll ever see someone hit 700 again in my lifetime. I know players reach the majors at younger and younger ages. They play for longer and longer than ever before. Home runs are at a relatively record pace. You got to remember, Pujols never hit 50 in a year. Aaron never hit 50 in a year. They got up to 700. Yeah, I'm talking about playing 22 seasons. For a guy like Albert Pujols, who hit his first home run at age 20.
But he had, 10 or 11 straight years
of 30-plus?
He's
got a bunch of 35s and 38s and 43s and 46s. He's got all the numbers. That's fine. And look, you've got young guys clubbing them out. I mean, Mike Trout has 300 and change. Juan Soto, Ronald Acuna, some of the young real-time sluggers. Vlad Guerrero Jr. I mean, look, you'll see what happens. But I'm not sure I ever see 700 again.
And I agree with you.
It is a historic moment. I wish it had been on the East Coast personally, because I would have loved to have seen it live. But I was absolutely exhausted last night. We'll get into that next segment, at the 11:40 segment, why I struggled to stay awake past about 9:15 last night.
Because I looked at the list, and everybody is – average age of like 34.
You're going to end up having to have some dude hit like 15 straight years of 45. And like
everybody right now who's close enough is that average age of like 34.
Oh, the older guys are out. It's Trout if he stays healthy and has to hit like 40 every year.
And Judge is 30. And Judge is so old, so far down the line.
Well, he got a late start.
He's so far down the line.
It's not Judge. It's probably not Trout. It's the young guys. If someone's going to hit 700, it's a young guy. Now, I'm not going to say Acuna's out, but the injury has now cost him essentially two seasons. It cost him this year. He's had, 13 home runs, 14 home runs, whatever the number is. You can't put up a year like that. It obviously cost him last year. Soto is interesting, but he's got to really get going over the next couple of years. You really got to have a couple of 45s in there. You're 36, 38's a great season, especially for a guy like Soto who runs well, fields well, plays an outstanding defense, hits for average. But you got to hit 45, 48 home runs at some point. There's no doubt about that. So may never see 700 again. To be honest, I do not expect to see it, but I'll leave a little bit of the door open. And now that brings us to Aaron Judge, who is being walked left and right. Almost hit one the other day. Starting to wonder if it weighs on him a little bit. Starting to wonder if it's weighing on him a little bit, the pressure. Yeah, you know, TV's breaking into other games. You know, every time he's at bat, just so I can see them throw four balls in the dirt. That's great. Appreciate that. Glad I missed that third down play. But Aaron Judge obviously has 60 home runs. He's looking to get 61 and eventually a couple more. Clearly not going to reach 70 or 73. There's no dreams about being at that level. But it's really interesting. Really interesting to see Aaron Judge. And look, maybe he hits 65, which would be cool. He'd have to heat up a little bit. He'd probably have to have another multi-home run game if he's going to get 65. You know, I won't rule out Aaron Judge or someone else hitting 60 again. It's probably more likely that we see that than I see another 700 home run season. But, you know, within this home run chase, it's almost being lost just how good Aaron Judge has been. It's not just home runs. It's a triple crown. And, look, RBIs goes with home runs. You hit 60 home runs, you're probably going to have a minimum 85 RBIs just off of your home runs. But this dude's also leading the American League in average, at least coming into today. And so I know we get into the Shohei Ohtani, who every time he starts, he's doing something that hasn't been done since 1904. That's great. But to me, it's still a no-brainer for Aaron Judge. If you're going to win the Triple Crown, you got to be the MVP, especially when your home run totals are historic in the realm of some of the game's all-time greats. So we got a pair of home run stuff we've been following over the past couple of days there in MLB. NBA's got an unfortunate story we've been following as well here. We are going outside the perimeter. It is the Abe TL Show. I am your host, Abe Gordon. A couple more national stories before diving back in to local stuff. College coming up next segment, and then a life-altering event. I don't know if altering is probably a little too strong, but like, it's like a big life event for me in the past 48 hours. I'll get into that at around 11:40. Ime Udoka of the Boston Celtics had been their head coach. There's a lot of stuff going on there, and I'm not going to get into it because, to be honest, I don't know the specifics, and I don't know exactly what's going on. We've seen terms floated around, you know, the team's conduct policy. We've seen the term consensual floated out there. I have no idea what the real story is behind this. So I'm going to tell you what I do know. Ime Udoka, formerly the head coach of the Boston Celtics, has been suspended for a year by the franchise. Mazzulla is going to take over. And here's the thing I'll say on this. Because, again, I don't know the specifics. I've read, again, a lengthy investigation by the team turned up some things that we haven't been made privy to publicly. that have to be pretty bad. Have to be bad. I don't think Ime Udoka returns to the Celtics. I don't think he's ever a head coach in the NBA again. I know it's a strong statement, not knowing the full scope of what's going on, but I'm getting the feeling it's a lot worse than what people have been saying. I get the feeling it's a lot worse, and that the investigation done by the team came up with some stuff that undeniably will cost him his job in the long run. I could be wrong, and it's really tough to take a full stance not knowing the scope of what the team found, of what actually happened. We're dealing with reports, rumors, innuendo. I have no idea the full story here, but I get the feeling it is not good. And I don't think he ever coaches the Celtics again. And like I said, I'm not sure he ever gets another opportunity in the ABA to be a head coach. Maybe an assistant, but I'm honestly not even sure of that. It really just depends what comes out and how serious it is. But it's certainly serious enough to have him sidelined for a year by the Boston Celtics. And then another story that crept up today, maybe late last night, like I said, I barely made it to like 9:15, it felt like. Another story that's been making the rounds. The NFL and the owners around the NFL, they may be moving towards removing Daniel Snyder as Commanders head coach, or excuse me, as Commanders owner. Not removing, but essentially forcibly selling the team, voting them out, if you will, however that works. You know, it's interesting. This kind of came out of nowhere because we had this situation in Phoenix with Robert Sarver. And I wonder just how big of a deal that was in the eyes of the NBA or the NFL owners, that an NBA owner was voted out, essentially, forced to sell his team. Kind of feel like that's what's going on here. And there's already been so many reasons to get rid of Daniel Snyder that it's just a little more empowerment after seeing the NBA owners forcibly remove someone from the franchise. I really do wonder if that Daniel Snyder is the next owner of a sports team who is forced to sell his franchise. Speaking of the NFL, it is week three tomorrow, and the First in Pod podcast hosted by Danny Parkins and Andrew Filipponi, they're going to give you a preview of all of the week three games, get you all set up. 40 minutes. That's all it takes for them to give you the entire NFL. Give them 40 minutes. They'll give you the league. New episodes come out on Monday and on Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, right there on the Odyssey app. That is First and Pod. We move from the NFL to the land of college football. Boy, what a day it has been. Got to run through some of the top games, some of the other results. And, of course, as I will try to do every week, give you a couple Heisman thoughts. Nothing changing at the top, but it's gotten real interesting behind those top two candidates. We'll get into all that coming up next. It's the Abe TL Show, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are back here on the Abe TL Show, and just in time, we are talking college football this segment. I got a Heisman update coming on the back half, but boy, oh boy, has today been about national title contenders not impressing. I'll explain what I mean in the midst of an Alabama blowout and an Ohio State blowout in just a moment, but we have at least one playoff contender gone. Game hasn't quite gone final, but it is about to. And I did not have this on the rundown. This was not one of the games I had circled. Was not planning on talking about this. But the number six Oklahoma Sooners, they're about to get double-dipped by Kansas State, 41-27. There's about a minute and change left in that game, and Oklahoma at home in prime time, about to get bounced out of playoff contention by Adrian Martinez, the former Nebraska quarterback, and Kansas State. But they're not the only national title contender in trouble. It is early. It is early, but Caleb Williams at USC is 6 of 18 at halftime for 64 yards. And Jordan Addison, who I'll get to in a little bit, zero catches. And USC on the road at undefeated Oregon State trails 7-3 as they are kicking off the second half. A lot of movement in that top 10. I guess we'll start at the top with Georgia. I'm not going to overreact to how they look today, okay? Every team is granted one. And I'll just say this. Georgia and UGA dog fans, you better be darn happy that your one came against Kent State. Because if you play like that against some of the SEC East teams, you will lose. Make no bones about it. You will lose if you don't show up against Tennessee, Florida, or Kentucky. That being said, UGA can learn from this. They will be better. I do not, very strongly do not expect to see a performance like that from the Bulldogs again this season. Not even close. 39-22. Stetson Bennett threw his first interception of the season. No touchdowns for him. Going to get more into Stetson in a little bit. Brock Bowers, two rushing touchdowns. Going to get into him as well when we do get to our Heisman discussion. Clemson and Wake Forest. Clemson was almost on this list with Oklahoma. And we'll see what happens with SC as the night goes on. Clemson was almost on this list. Wake Forest gave them everything they could handle. Clemson wins in overtime 51-45. I'll say this. Clemson's whole reason for being a title contender was their, quote, all-world defense. Sam Hartman lit them up today. Lit them up. And look, they may be undefeated at the end of the year. In my opinion, Wake Forest is the second-best team in the ACC. And Clemson squeaked by. I don't think they get another challenge like this. Unless the Clemson offense, which woke up today, like I said, 51 points for them. DJU had 5 touchdowns. Unless that offense is going to carry them, boy, that defense did not today. But they survive. And they advance. They remain in playoff discussion for number 5, Clemson. Alabama, blowout mode. Ohio State, which, by the way, they played Wisconsin. I was kind of, not that I expected Wisconsin to really challenge them or threaten them, but I was looking to see exactly what happened in that game. 52-21, Ohio State. Alabama, 55-3, okay? If you're Georgia, that's what you're looking at. 55-3 against Vanderbilt, 52-21 against Wisconsin, and you went 39-22 against Kent State. Like I said, you get one. You better make sure it's the only one because there's a team in Knoxville that beat up on Florida today that you better show up against. Tennessee beat Florida 38-33. Had to hold on at the end. Had to deal with a Hail Mary attempt after an onside kick and all that stuff. The game was not as close as the one possession. Could have gone either way at the end type of thing that it turned out to be. Tennessee was impressive. And Hendon Hooker, quarterback. You know, there's one major threat here. All these teams I'm talking about. I'm going to bring up someone from them in this Heisman discussion we're about to have. Arkansas and A&M. Yikes. Yikes. Arkansas goes up 14-0. I mean, immediately. Game kicked off at 7. By the time I pulled up into the parking lot here, it was already 14-0. I looked at it. Oh, my goodness. I may have been way off during the pick 6 on Friday. Nope. Texas A&M comes storming back, takes a 23-14 lead. Arkansas gets a touchdown. Arkansas gets a 42-yard field goal for the win with under a minute left in what is, I guess, being called the oink doink. We going with that? We going with the oink doink? Oink for Arkansas, doink for that ball hitting the upright. 42-yard field goals, no good due to an oink doink. And Texas A&M and Max Johnson embarrassed 2 weeks ago. Back-to-back wins against Miami and against Arkansas. And they are turning their season around. And it's a good thing because Jimbo Fisher probably didn't want that heat even with that buyout. Speaking of buyouts, we're going to get to Georgia Tech in just a moment. But sticking in the SEC real quick, Auburn and Missouri. Did you guys see this? Tweet at me if you saw this, at Abe Gordon on Twitter. Did you see how this game ended? When I say every week in college football, I see something I've never seen before. That's what happened. Missouri and Auburn go to overtime. Missouri's driving for the win in overtime. And as the kid turns the corner, he goes to reach for the end zone in overtime. And the ball, I mean inches from the goal line, slips out of his hand, fumbles into the end zone. It's a turnover, touchback. And Auburn beats Missouri at home. Look, I've seen guys fumble into the end zone, ball slip out as they reach for a pylon, fine. I have never seen it end a game. I've never once seen it end a game. Day-Day, you've seen a ton of college football. You've seen even more high school. I've never seen it end a game.
Yeah, that was definitely a first for me.
Seen it plenty of times. Yeah. Happens every year. Never once seen it actually be the final deciding play of a game. You feel terrible for that kid. There's no coming back from that emotionally. I mean, these are kids. These are college kids, and that's a rough go. Just trying to do what he can to help his team win. An extra effort there, and it actually worked against him, cost him the win. But, boy, never seen goal line fumble. On your own, by the way. Wasn't knocked out. This was a very clear. He's got the ball on the outside hand, as he should. As he turns the corner, the angle of the defensive pursuit, he's got to get the ball to the inside hand so he can reach the pylon. Didn't want to go out of bounds. And as he switched over, as he reaches for the goal line, comes just straight out of his hand. Was not punched out, was not knocked out, just dropped the ball. I've never seen it be the final play of a game. Absolutely stunning. And then before I get to my Heisman thoughts, Georgia Tech and Central Florida. Central Florida won 27-10, and here we go. We're on the lookout for Jeff Collins. I'll be honest, I don't think it was quite bad enough for him to be gone today, tonight, tomorrow. I think he gets a stay of execution, if you will, for a week. Because you've got to do something similar against Pitt. You can't get blown out against Pitt next week. It's honestly, look, they fought hard for him. They played well. They had their fourth blocked punt this season against them, obviously. They wouldn't be 1-3 if they were blocking punts left and right. It's against them. Fourth time this season already they've had a blocked punt or one of their punts blocked. And so they fall to Central Florida. But I think it was a good enough battle for Tech that they keep Collins. He has his job at least one more week. Okay. Got a couple minutes left here in this college discussion. I do want to get to the Heisman race and where I see things. It has gotten very, very interesting, okay? Look, nothing has changed with Bryce Young, okay? 385 yards. Not touchdowns. That would have been impressive. 385 yards, four touchdowns, which is, by the way, still impressive for Bryce Young, and he continues to lead the Heisman race, in my opinion. In the rearview mirror is Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud. And look, both of these guys are going to have their chances to make statements as you enter real conference play. C.J. Stroud did it against Wisconsin tonight. That's a little bit better than Bryce Young, who did it against Vanderbilt. Only 281 yards for C.J. Stroud tonight, but five touchdowns. Give me five of them things. So those two, in my opinion, are far out in front. Stetson Bennett took a serious step back today. No touchdowns, threw an interception. And I want to say this, and I don't know if I quite buy into it myself yet. I haven't decided. I'm going to kind of hypothetical question this thing. Is Brock Bowers a better Heisman candidate right now than Stetson Bennett? I think you can make your arguments. Three touchdowns a week ago. Two touchdowns rushing today. Got things started off on, like, the first play of the game. 75-yard rushing touchdown. His second was a rushing touchdown as well. I think it was, like, two yards. Brock Bowers may be a better Heisman candidate than Stetson Bennett. And I think a lot of that's because Stetson Bennett is competing with numbers, right? Stetson Bennett's got to compete with the numbers, yardage and touchdowns and interceptions of C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. And Brock Bowers just has to stay in the, quote, and I heard it today, by the way, quote, is a tight end really the best player in college football? That's a discussion that numerous people in national college football media are having. And as long as Brock Bowers is keeping that discussion alive, I think he might slightly be entering the Heisman discussion. Be very interesting. You know, I've never asked this before. Maybe I have to get some expert on. Is Brock Bowers eligible for the Biletnikoff Award? Is it a, quote, receiver position, or is it for the best receiver in college? Or is it just for, quote, wide receivers positionally listed? I'm going to have to do some research on that because Brock Bowers may be in the discussion for the Biletnikoff if he's not ineligible as a tight end. Okay. So Bryce Young is C.J. Stroud, and I guess Brock Bowers, maybe Stetson Bennett, slightly in the discussion. Here's where it gets a little wild. If some of those guys falter, what are we looking at for the Heisman? Here's the list I've come up with. And this dude's about to be bounced tonight if he don't start to get it going. Jordan Addison, defending Biletnikoff Award winner, receiver at USC. Hey, you want to get in the box score at some point tonight? This dude's had a great start to the season. I wrote here, if Addison has a touchdown in every game this season, where does he belong in the discussion? Dude, forget a touchdown. Get a catch tonight. Get one catch. Oregon State up 7-3 on SC. Again, it's still early third quarter. But I am paying attention to Jordan Addison. And then there's a trio. Well, there was a trio. KJ Jefferson. Bye. Down to two now. SEC East quarterbacks, I think, could still win the Heisman. Hendon Hooker and Will Levis. Will Levis went for 303 and four touchdowns today as Kentucky won. And then Hendon Hooker, very impressive. 349, if I could read my handwriting, which is a question mark. Maybe 349 passing yards, but he did definitely have two passing touchdowns. 111 rushing yards and a touchdown against Florida. Gonna have chances. Alabama and Georgia. What can Hendon Hooker do against them? Wins or even massively impressive performances and close losses could keep him in that discussion. Look, KJ Jefferson at Arkansas. He had 171 and 2 today. 105 on the ground and another touchdown. They play Alabama next week. If he has a big game and they beat Alabama, I think he can get into the Heisman discussion. So a couple of perimeter guys, SEC quarterbacks that maybe can play their way in. All right, final segment coming up next. We're going to jump out of sports into a lifestyle story. I had a major life event happen in the past 48 hours, and it wasn't all that smooth. We're going to talk about that next. It is the Abe TL Show. Final segment coming your way, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in. Final segment here on the Abe TL Show. I am your host, Abe Gordon. You can follow 92.9 The Game on Twitter at 92.9 The Game. And, of course, you can find me on Twitter as well at Abe Gordon, A-B-E-G-O-R-D-O-N. I can spell my name. All right. Okay, so I've been kind of teasing this a little bit throughout the show, and I had a major life event happen for me in the past like 48 hours or so. And you know, if you've been listening on the morning show with Johnny Hugh, we've had some discussions, some loose discussions about what's going on here. And I got a new car. In the past 48 hours, I got a new car. I mean, look, it's not the biggest life event. You know, people have kids and marriages and all that. Look, for me, it's a big deal, all right? I'm a single guy. My mid to late 30s, I got a new car, all right? I have a backup camera now because my old car, as has been previously discussed, I can use past tense. How about that? It was a 07 with a big old deer dent, which isn't really that big considering a deer ran into my car. And, yeah, it happened that way. It wasn't the other way around. A deer literally caught me from behind and tried to jump across my car. I did not, like, run straight into a deer. So there's a deer dent in my 07 Honda Accord. But now I have a new car. So let's hit the rewind button about 36 hours or longer, however long it was. So I end the show Friday, right? I go home, I bust out 3 miles with Chipper. That's my dog. We go for a 3 mile run. I go grocery shopping, I shower, I lay down for a nap. It couldn't have been 40 seconds before I put my phone on the charger that I get a call from my boy Zoe up at the car shop, saying my car's ready. Now, we had already been there. We had already settled on the car. We got our final pricing, all that. It was just a matter of when the car got there. We had to deal with all the details. So I knew it was en route. I knew it would be some point near the end of the month. And so he calls me, tells me the car's ready, and to gather what I need to finalize the deal and head on down. So here's what I do. First things first, I got to clean out the deer dent Honda, right? I got to get all the stuff out the trunk that either needs to go into my new car or needs to get thrown away. Threw a lot more stuff out than I thought I would. Not actually transferring that much stuff into the new car. So I clean out the deer dent Honda. Great. Actually went a lot quicker than I thought. A lot of stuff thrown away. I take the dog Chippy, take Chipper for a walk. We walk to the bank. So how's this? The bank is open, but the lobby is not. On the front door, it says, lobby closed, use drive-thru. Great. It's great. I walk to the bank with the dog. I don't have a drive-thru. And so, like, I'm banging on the glass, like, waving my arms, like, hey, like, can y'all service me even though I'm just standing here with a husky? So we get that settled. I get the cashier's check. We're all good. Walk back home. Put Chipper away. Give her some food, water, and a treat. And I'm in the deer dent Honda heading to get the new car. go through the paperwork, the usual stuff, the financing, the decline or accept the insurance, all their, you know, all the stuff they got to throw at you that you don't want any of it. And so, you know, here we go. 2 hours. They're 2 hours. We finish all the paperwork. We get the final write-offs. And they tell me I can't take the car yet. They now tell me it's not going to go home with me. Apparently, at the car shop, a tablet is broken. One tablet is broken. And they can't complete the final, like, sign-off and checklist of the car. I don't know how they have, like, a one-tablet setup, and there's no fail-safe, but they do. And so what should have been, like, a two-hour, like, in-out life event accomplished, like, done? No, not quite. So they tell me whenever they get the tablet fix, they'll deliver my car to me. So I get back in my all cleaned out deer dent Honda and I start heading back home. Here's the problem. When I got to the car shop, I called my insurance company and canceled my insurance on the Deer Dent Honda. I had them activate the insurance I had set up on my new 2022. So now I'm driving 30 minutes back home on the highway with no insurance, which I believe is illegal in all 50 states. Now, I'm told there are, like, some situations, like, during a switchover of ownership cars, like, you actually remain covered. So I don't want anyone waiting for me when I get to the new car downstairs. And, you know, I heard on you say this, that's an admission of guilt. Which I hope that's not how that works. So I'm riding around in a Deer Dent Honda with no insurance. Driving back home, probably the first time in my life I actually go the speed limit, right? Because with no insurance, I can't take any chances of being pulled over for going six over. I was more worried about, like, speeding and getting pulled over than I was, like, having a wreck. I'm a pretty good driver. I don't get in wrecks that much. By that much, I mean, like you know, rarely. Hardly ever. Okay, so I get, I reach out to Zoe today. I text him, find out what's going on. He says, dude, you're good. Car's ready. Come on down. Awesome. So I go down there. It was quick and easy. We snagged the license plate off my current car. I get everything set up, and I'm in out in 10 minutes, right? What I was hoping would happen yesterday, I actually did today. Was listening to the Georgia game on the road. Very uninspiring performance, as we already mentioned. But here's the problem. And Day-Day, I need you to answer this. Have you ever had a brand new car? Not like just a car that's new to you, used car. This is a brand new car. I picked it up with 6 miles on it.
Yeah, I've had one.
What was that first drive home like for you?
I was a college kid, so I actually got a speeding ticket on the way home.
Okay, well, you and I went exactly. This did not. If you ever want to know the extent of me and Day-Day having planning discussions, this did not go like I thought it would. Okay, so I went the exact opposite. I'd never driven this car. I don't know the sensitivity on the brakes yet. I'm not entirely sure of the power steering and the quality as compared to my last car. And so I am going very slow. Not like, you know, like sometimes people like, which you should never do, never drive drunk. But you know, like you've heard stories like, you were driving drunk, you get pulled over. How fast are you going? They're actually going way too slow. Like, I wasn't going like so slow. It was like, oh my goodness. Like, I wasn't going like 18 in a 55 or anything, but it was slow for me. I like to speed a little bit. I feel like being as aggressive a driver as I am is actually the most safe and careful measure of me as a driver. And so I'm like going the speed limit. I'm slowing down for speed bumps. And, like, I'm trying to keep this car pristine, you know, condition all the way home. And I felt so unsafe driving in that manner. It was almost scarier than if I were to have sped home. I felt so unsafe driving as careful as can be because I've never cared about the car, right? Like, the other cars I had, it was an 07 that I got in, like, 2013 or something, or 14, 15, whatever year it was. And the one before that was a 98, which I didn't get until, like, 08. I mean, every car I've had has been a decade old already. And so, like, what do I care if it, you know, if it gets scratched up a bit or whatever? You know, obviously, I want it to be in driving condition, but cosmetically, I didn't care. Whatever. And so, I'm driving super slow, and I just felt really unsafe driving in that manner. So, here's the good news for everyone who's wondering. I drove into the studio today, my second drive in the new car. Couldn't have been more careless. I mean, I was doing everything I used to do in the Honda, right? In the Dear Dented Honda. Whatever I wanted. Changing lanes, speeding through, this and that. Nothing like, again, nothing super dangerous. I feel safer when I'm being mildly aggressive. I feel like if I would have been in a wreck, I've gone fast enough to now have been way past it when that wreck would have happened. Like Final Destination style. I took it into my own hands, and I'm nowhere near the wreck. And so, what was a worry, like, the very first drive, like, that's kind of gone. Now, I still want the car to be in good condition. I don't want a deer dent anytime soon. Although, that deer dent did help me, like, spot the car from, like, hundreds of feet away in a parking lot. Now, I've got to learn this car and what makes it different, you know.
You'll probably have times where you walk out still looking for the old car.
Yeah, well, hopefully I forget that deer dent very quickly. So, monumental life-changing event for me. Again, maybe not life-changing, but life event for me. I have a brand new 2022 car. I have a backup camera for the first time, which I did back into my spot today here downstairs, and I did not trust the backup camera. I am pretty much sticking way out of my spot, which is funny because it's a pretty small car and I'm still way. I got to get used to it. I got to get used to the backup camera. I'm still turning over the shoulder, doing all that. So that is what went down for me. So a brand new car. If you see me on the road, please don't love tap my car. I appreciate that. Okay. So that is it for me today on the Abe TL Show. Let me get set up for what we've got coming up for me. The next 3 weeks, a trio of weeks, October 1st, October 8th, and October 15th, I am on from 6 to 8 p.m. each of those nights. That all leads up to October 22nd, when 92.9 The Game is having a 10-year anniversary party. I hope to see all of you out there. Not doing a show from 6 to 8 that night. I will be 7 to 9. But the next 3 weeks, I am 6 to 8. Tomorrow, Atlanta Falcons football. Coverage starting kind of with me. I'll be on the other side of the glass, though. Wade Ford Tailgate Show. John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas, from noon until 2:25, when the official Atlanta Falcons pregame show will take over, followed by Wes and Dave on the actual game. Chris Goforth, Harper LaBelle will be in throughout as well. Before the game tomorrow, if you want an early primer, get on the Odyssey app and go find Peachtree Football. It's a podcast. Bo Morgan and Dylan Matthews, the hometown take, Squidbilly, they get together, analyze what went right, what went wrong through the first two games of the season. And I'm sure no shortage of discussion on Kyle Pitts tomorrow. I can't tell you enough. He's going to go off tomorrow. I just know it. I don't want to get back into it because I don't want to get heated and upset again. If you were here for our first hour, you heard why. Kyle Pitts, they're going to get him the ball. Don't worry about that. Trust me on that. Josh Hagedorn, much appreciation. He was here earlier. Day-Day is here with me this last hour. I am Abe Gordon. Until next time, next week, 6 to 8, you can check me out on Wade Ford tomorrow, and of course with John and Hugh, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. We'll have your first chance for Falcon Reaction on a weekday, and we'll take you all the way through the week, 5 to 9. It is going to be a wild week as the Falcons come back home, hopefully with their first win of the season. For Josh, for Day-Day, I am Abe Gordon, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. This has been the Abe TL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.